T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brandon Montour, defenseman for the Florida Panthers, just re-signed with the Cats a few days ago. His deal will keep him in Sunrise through the 2023-2024 season. As we just mentioned, Crowder got here not too long ago, right at the trade deadline, joined the Florida Panthers, and he joins us now. Brandon, congratulations on the new deal, and I guess I could say officially welcome to South Florida again, officially, because it looks like you'll be staying here a while.
No, thanks for having me. It's still kind of new to me. You know, I got traded at the deadline, and obviously, you know, with the shortened season and how quick, you know, we were playing and the quick turnaround there from Buffalo to Florida, the sightseeing and seeing what, you know, Sunrise and South Florida is all about. We were obviously too busy playing at that point. So, you know, happy to be there for the next, you know, 3 years.
And how does Brandon Montour, how do you celebrate getting a new 3-year deal with the Panthers? Is it a car? Is it a dinner? Is it a vacation? How'd you celebrate?
I just took my parents out for dinner. Keep it pretty, you know, casual. I've signed a few contracts now, so I think it's just a routine, you know, wherever I am. Me, you know, my girlfriend, and my parents just went out for a nice little dinner last night, and I'm just excited to get back to Florida now, and training's still going on. It's getting picked up now, and you know, just focused on next year. The celebration is when, you know, we can hoist the Stanley Cup. Let's put it there.
And the deciding factor, because like you said, you've been in the league for a while, different to Anaheim, Buffalo, some other teams. You've seen other organizations. What were the deciding factors on coming back to Florida?
Yeah, you know what? I think, like you said it there, I've been on a couple teams now, and, you know, you get the experience of being in, you know, different environments, different organizations, how they run things. And the whole thing is, you know, a big thing is, in the end, it's hockey, no matter where you're playing. But you got to have a great support system. You got to have a team that believes in you. Obviously, you know, we're a solid team, and you can see the players that we have there. And the organization from staff top to bottom, you know, everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to, you know, put a big team in Florida. And, you know, I think we're doing that. And, you know, when I got traded at the deadline, I fit in, I think, right when I stepped foot there, and just felt comfortable right away. And I mean, there was, I think, a no brainer for me wanting to come back. And it was just a matter of, you know, finding the business side of it, and now we're here.
It's not Buffalo too, though, right? Like that that helps weather wise like I imagine the move from South Florida, I don't know if you heard me coming in there from the break, but I imagine that also played a big factor. It's not Buffalo and you can go to the beach in January.
Yeah, you know, I came from Anaheim, so I was used to the somewhat of a similar weather, somewhat of the similar beach. You know, the positive thing with Buffalo was, you know, it's cold. The weather's obviously, you don't want that, but it was close to home.
Right.
You know, my parents and my family were an hour and 20 or so from Buffalo pre-COVID. So obviously, you know, they couldn't see me all of last year, but you know what, you know, obviously they need to figure out things there. And I don't, you know, I wanted to be on a winning team, and, you know, there's not much complaining, you know, being in Florida. So, you know, I enjoyed my time there so far, and can't wait to get back there at the end of August here, and, you know, enjoy more weather and more wins there coming up.
Again, we're talking with Brandon Montour of the Florida Panthers, defenseman. He just re-signed with the Panthers. I saw your Zoom press conference yesterday with the media on behalf of the Panthers. And as you're mentioning now, the Panthers are in a position where they can win. And we feel that way down here in South Florida as well. But there's no question, right, that loss in the playoffs to the Tampa Bay Lightning, the eventual Stanley Cup champion second year in a row, had to have been just extremely crushing. But did you feel – because I feel like the way we felt here in South Florida was the way this group competed against the eventual Stanley Cup champions. Like, did you guys feel that way as well, where now you know you can compete with anyone in the league?
Yeah, I think that's just kind of the mindset in the group that, you know, is coming together here is we want to win, you know, not just one season, but you want to, you know, find a team that you can win consistently. And you can see that obviously with Tampa, you know, they brought a team together that, you know, obviously they can win, you know, for years to come, or, you know, obviously they have back-to-back Stanley Cups, but just the talent they have, you know, obviously, you know, we had a pretty tough series against them. They got the upper hand, but, you know, we just want to bring that same talent, you know, each season, have a winning team, you know, every year. And, you know, with the experience we had now and a couple more extra fresh faces, new faces coming in this year, it's going to be another exciting season. And, you know, in the end, the NHL is the toughest league in the world, and everybody, I think, can beat everybody. It's just a matter of coming together at the right time. And obviously Tampa's, you know, found a way to do that the last 2 years.
And Brandon, we were jacked up when Coach Q got down here. He, you know, he's like a living legend in hockey. He's going to the Hall of Fame whenever he does hang it up. Did you, like, how long did it take you to be with Coach Q, to be in the meeting room with him, to be on the ice with him, just to realize how great he is at what he does?
Yeah, you know, obviously you said it there, the experience that he's had and the success that he's had. It's a great face to have in the locker room and on the ice. And like I said, it was pretty quick turnaround for me from Buffalo to Florida. So you kind of got to get right into it system-wise, playing-wise. But I was just taking it all in, seeing how the coaches coach, how the players play, you know, things, tendencies that everybody has. And I think it went pretty well. Obviously, you know, playoffs happen. You lose, you win. It is what it is. And, you know, it's good to come into, you know, the same place with familiar faces now and, you know, kind of kick things off on a good note.
Again, we're talking with Brandon Montour here. Have you spoken with Sam Reinhart? I know he was your teammate in Buffalo, it's going to be a change of scenery as well for him as he's coming down here to South Florida.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the excitement that he's coming with, you know, from Buffalo. I think the big thing with him, too, is he's excited to meet the new guys, you know, I don't know if he knows too many guys on the team, but, you know, come to an organization that, you know, like you said, is ready to win, ready to take that next step. And I think, obviously, he was in Buffalo for a while and needed, you know, a fresh start, a new start with a new team. And, you know, obviously I know him pretty well being on the same team, but you know, he's a good guy off the ice, good guy, you know, in the locker room on the team. And obviously he's a heck of a player too. So that's a bonus.
If Sam calls you right now, you get off this interview, Sam calls you, he says, "Hey, landing in South Florida tonight, what's the first thing I need to do? What's the first meal or restaurant I need to hit up?" What does Brandon Montour tell Sam?
Like I said, COVID was, you know, my time. We got to, you know, get out a little bit with protocol, but haven't really found out. We spent obviously a lot of time on in Fort Lauderdale there. That's where most of the action was. So obviously you go down there. You know, I enjoy the beach, so you got to take that. But I know Sam likes the golf too, so I'm sure as soon as he gets down here, he'll be swinging the clubs before the season.
Yeah, I saw on your Instagram. I had to do my research, Brandon. So I went to your Instagram. I saw you. You know, you have a couple dogs that you're a big fan of as well, part of your family. I saw you're a big LeBron James fan as well. So you miss LeBron down here just by a couple of years. But I did see your golfer. I saw your golfer, which I'm excited for you because unlike in Canada and in Buffalo, you can pretty much golf down here whenever you want. I mean, you can wear shorts in February and get out there on the course, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's a bonus. You could say I'm a golfer. my buddies and guys who I golf with would probably laugh at that, but I try. And we have me and one of my good friends, Adam Henrique, actually are starting a charity, and our first golf tournament is actually back home here, just outside of Toronto on the 10th. So it should be pretty exciting doing that. And but you know, obviously Florida has a lot to offer, you know, great weather all year round. And I miss that, you know, coming from Anaheim, experiencing that. And, you know, I'm just, you know, it brings that, you know, positive mindset, that positive attitude every day to the rink. And, you know, I'm just excited to get back there.
Yeah, Brandon, I say I golf while I drink. So I go to drink and hit some balls while I'm drinking. Hey, man, I want to ask you, it's a random hockey question. As a defenseman, like if you give up a rotation or if a guy beats you and he scores, do you apologize to the goalie? Like that you put him in a bad situation, or that's just a part of hockey? I've always wondered that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, maybe you say sorry. you know, it's a part of the game. Guys, there's some pretty talented players on each team. So, you know, it goes back and forth. You know, every player makes mistakes. It is, you know, that's just the part of life. And, you know, goalies miss a save, D-men miss a block shot, or, you know, ends up in the net, or forwards, you know, miss their man. It goes everywhere. I think it comes around, goes around, and I think you just got to come together. And the big thing is the trust, and, you know, trust in each other and have the confidence with each other to make the right plays, right, to make the right moves. And, you know, that's how you win. And I think we got a great thing going in Florida right now. And, you know, like I said, I think everybody's excited to get back and get started in, you know, a regular season, and, you know, a regular world where we can have more fans and, you know, do all that. So everybody's pretty pumped up right now.
It's not really the way Channing Crowder handled things on the field. So Crowder was an NFL linebacker for the Dolphins, and every time he got beat, he would just turn around and throw his hands up to the safeties and say, "Hey, that was you. That was you."
I blame the safety every time.
He's just dishing blame around the whole time. I guess it's a little different though, right? When there's a couple less guys on the ice. Yeah.
Somebody, you know, put blame on others. You got to have the tough skin too, I think, sometimes.
Just blame it on Ekblad. Brandon, this year, here's just take my advice. Blame it on Ekblad. Blame it on whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
Brandon Montour joining us here. Just a couple more before we let you go. So today is National Chicken Wing Day. And I know you spent some time in Buffalo. I'm not sure if in Ontario, where you're from, if chicken wings are big. You know, Canadians do things a little differently. You guys drink milk out of a bag, which we're fascinated with. I don't know if that was your experience growing up. But chicken wings, does Brandon Montour, does he delve into the art that is eating a chicken wing?
Yeah, if there's a really big sports game or, you know, an event that, you know, chicken wings are available and they're good chicken wings or a good restaurant, I'm obviously, you know, you share a little bit in Buffalo and see what that's about. And, you know, Canada's a big, obviously, sports, you know, country, and they enjoy their sports. So I think chicken wings are a big factor with that too. But hey, if there's a spot in Florida or Fort Lauderdale that, you know, you guys recommend, you might see me there once or twice.
All right. And do you believe, this is a very hot topic on our show, do you believe that boneless chicken wings are chicken wings? Do they count boneless wings as chicken wings?
I think if they're called chicken wings, they count in my book.
Oh, uh-oh.
Well, Brandon, isn't that a nugget, though?
It's a nugget.
Isn't that a boneless? Isn't this a nugget?
True, I guess, but if... If it's on the menu and it says chicken wing, I'm going to go with the chicken wing. But I agree, actually, yeah, it could be a chicken nugget as well.
Way to backtrack there. Way to blame that on Ekblad. Again, blame that on Ekblad. Brandon Montour there of the Florida Panthers. Seriously, congratulations. We're excited to have you here. And I think South Florida is really embracing the Florida Panthers more than they ever had. And you're a part of it. And we're looking forward to this upcoming season and the next couple years with you down here in South Florida. So thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, appreciate having me on, and thanks a lot.
Definitely, man. Brandon Montour there of the Florida Panthers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.